This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:36. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And we now, of course, have Sean Tanis of our news desk joining us for the market wrap. And we're starting off with a conversation about the tourism industry, which we know has taken a big hit during the pandemic. However, a report has found that there are some surprise beneficiaries during this decline in tourism activities. And we're looking at one particular case over in Japan, where the absence of tourists has led to improved health among the deer population at the Nara Deer Park.
Correct. So it turns out that since tourists stopped feeding the deer with all sorts of snacks, they've gone back to their traditional diets, which made them healthier. So their preferred snack is this senbei rice crackers, which is a combination of flour and rice bran. But the problem is people have been overfeeding the deer, and that took a toll on their health, and it caused like gastrointestinal problems like diarrhea and so on. In fact, eating too many rice crackers also reportedly triggers the raging thirst that affects them. So the Foundation for the Protection of Deer in Nara believes that some deer also ended up drinking too much water, which caused a lot of gut problems. But without the supply of the senbei crackers now, the deer have been forced to seek out more of the natural staple food such as plants and nuts. And this, of course, has transform their health. Even residents there are saying the park doesn't stink as much anymore. And the key to ascertain their gut health is something that's affectionately referred as black beans, which is to look out for perfectly formed pellet-like droppings. So you remove the rice bran, you get the black beans.
Wonderful. So when we say beneficiaries, we mean the deer are doing well, but also the people living near the park are happier.
Yes.
Yeah, right? And I wonder then if this latest development will reshape policies to safeguard the deer population, especially when Japan actually highly reveres the deer species and they were even declared as national treasures in 1957.
Correct. So in 2018, right, about 2.6 million people visited Nara Prefecture, which is almost tenfold increase in just 6 years before that. So for the tourists, feeding deers with the rice crackers is seen as a memorable tourism activity that's very affordable. Businesses are also built around selling these crackers, and about 20 million of them are sold each year. So there's also argument that a portion of these sales are used for deer welfare program. But now it turns out that it might bring more benefit for their welfare if they do away with such a diet, right? And that's not the only problem, actually. Last year, there were many reports of deer dying after ingesting plastic waste, mainly rice cracker bags and wrappings discarded by tourists after feeding these animals. So, in fact, it's so bad that they found over 4 kg of plastics in the stomach of a deer which died due to complications.
Yeah, and I think maybe looking at feeding them plants and nuts, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
maybe selling
not?
Plants and nuts instead. But it's also interesting because if you think about Nara and all the information that is put out by the tourism board to attract people to Nara, the deer are front and center. They're on the brochures, they're on the websites,
yes.
They're everywhere. So I guess it doesn't surprise me to know that maybe there has been overfeeding going on.
Definitely.
Let us know. I mean, A, have you actually been to Nara to see the deer? And did you throw your packets away in rubbish bins? But also, generally when you travel, or have you ever traveled specifically to have an animal encounter, right? Whether it's with a deer or with, in Japan also, you could do the hot spring snow monkeys. You know, there are all sorts of places that kind of tout the ability to be close to animals. Have you ever done that? You know, is that something that you think you would do in the future? You
it's
can
very
let us
sellable
know.
Also for
it
you
is.
To go there and interact with the animals. Otherwise, you it's like you have no reason to go there.
But the sad thing is that, you know, when you interact with an animal in the wild, it's unpredictable. But in
exactly.
these sorts of places, they have to ensure that if you've paid a certain amount, you have to at least be able to feed a deer. You
right.
know, it's the expectation.
Right.
So let us know, you know, have you ever planned a trip or, you know, a detour specifically to encounter an animal, to interact with one? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, coming back to what the Market Wrap is supposed to be about, back home on Bursa. There's news on Green Packet Berhad's revenue jumping 50% in the first quarter. What's the update on the counter today?
Yeah, so Green Packet revenue rose 50% to 147 million ringgit. And the group says despite the pandemic crisis, every individual business segment, as well as the group's core business, remains strong. Its legacy solution business in particular recorded the biggest increase at 360% jump in revenue. And beyond that, as BFM News reported earlier also, Green Packet is teaming up with Five Petrol in Malaysia to launch the first AI-powered petrol station in Malaysia. So that's something they're looking forward to as well. As at close today, Green Packet fell about 3% at 50 cent.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.